Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, today we are excited to be welcoming back to our show, Sonia Corbett. Now, Sonia is a Catholic evangelista, an author of 8 books, and a creator of the best modernization of the Lectio Divina, the Love the Word Bible Study Method and Journal. And she's also the host of Sacred Healing 1230 podcast and Catholics TV Evangelista Bible Study. Today, she's here to speak to us about her newest book, which is called Love Heals, and how suffering is not arbitrary, but through Christ, it's specifically ordered for healing. Go out to our website, you will be blessed, SoniaCorbett.com. I certainly enjoyed reading the book, studying the book, preparing for the show, because, you know, hurt people, heal people, heal people. And so we want to make sure that we are always the best version of ourselves, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in ways that we can bring life to ourselves, to our marriage, to our children, and the power of words in our lives. We always want to speak words of life and not words that destroy. And then just how that affects us as children and what we wish we didn't say.
Yeah. Well, this is a book that's going to really manifest itself right where you live, in your own heart, in relationships. Love Heals, a study of the great commandment. We're called to, one thing that's affirmed both in the Shema in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, you're to love the Lord your God. Jesus said, with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, you should love your neighbors yourself. But those first four, love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. We find ourselves again and again saying, Lord, I really want to do that, but I don't know what's the matter with me. Or I do know what's the matter with me. You know, my heart is a wounded heart. My soul is hurting. My mind, my thinking, I'm being conformed to the way of the world, or the world of the devil. With all my heart, soul, mind, strength, I want to love you, Lord, but I'm hindered. I'm limping along. I want to go full bore for Jesus Christ, for you, Father, for my relationships in this world. This is a book that can be a great source of healing and hope for you. You're already talking about other people you want to give the book to. Love Heals. What a great declaration. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Sonia Corbett. She is the author of a beautiful book that I hope you purchase. It's called Love Heals. You could go out to her website. It's SoniaCorbett.com. Well, Sonia, we had you on our show many years ago, I think when we were on the other set and our show was an hour. So that was a long time ago. So, but now we're on a new set and our show is less than, so that is good. But we want you first to give our family an update on your life and what you've been doing. And then we want to talk about this beautiful book, Why You Think Love Heals, as described in Mark 12:30.
All right. Well, first, I'm from Tennessee, so I'm a neighbor. And I am a convert from the Southern Baptist faith of almost 20 years now. And when I came into the Catholic Church, I started in religious education and kind of brought with me the skills that I had developed as a Baptist in scripture study. And then I had gone to seminary as a Baptist too, and I started work in religious education, and I realized that the church could use what I was doing. So I teach scripture from a topical point of view rather than an exegetical, which mm-hmm. just means to, you know, dig around and pull the meaning out, because the, you know, the church has done that forever, mm-hmm. and many wiser people have done far greater jobs on all of that than I could. So the reason I do that, though, is because that's how God has spoken to me. And so when I, especially in the beginning of my formation with Him, He started to really correct me on what I now call a father wound, which I didn't know at the time. I just knew I had an anger problem. Mm-hmm. And that was really how my first seven books sort of followed that pattern, or at least that path mm-hmm. of healing for me, and how God started with me and the things that I learned and the scriptures that He used to teach those things to me. And that's how the podcast got started. And then this book actually is, I was actually meditating on the fact, you know, why is it that when we hear that command, Jesus was asked by the scribe, what is the greatest commandment? And He basically replied something like, well, the one you've always known, the Shema, mm-hmm. love mm-hmm. the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I thought, why do we skip that? We always skip that verse and we go to the next part, which is love your neighbor as yourself. And I was just meditating on that. I wonder why we do it. And I realized that I do it myself because it's so comprehensive. I mean, how does that mean with all my heart? What does that mean? That I love Him first, obviously. We have that first commandment. What does it mean that I love the Lord with all of my soul, all of my mind? Does that mean every thought, all of my strength? You know, that's physical. So I just was thinking about it, and I, the more I thought about it and the more I studied on it, the more I realized this is not what we thought it was. It is super comprehensive because it is the whole human person. Mm. And God is not commanding that worship and that love for His benefit, but for ours.
Yeah.
It's healing.
It is healing. But when we as human beings, when we grow up in families, even in Catholic Christian families, and we're being formed, sometimes it's healthy, sometimes it's unhealthy. And we're not learning that, right? We're not learning how to love well. Maybe we've been raised with conditional love. You be great, love will come easy. You mess up, you're out of here, right?
And that was my experience.
Right, and God doesn't love like that.
Right.
I mean, and so we have to then represent ourselves on this journey of life that we're all on with the beauty of everything that is good and true and beautiful, that we had the light would come in and penetrate the darkness and our wounds. Mm. That takes work. We would rather, right, we would rather medicate that or take a drink and like, oh, that's just my dad, that's who he was, and let it go. That was my mother, you know, it's okay. God will take care of me, but it takes work. And you wrote this beautiful book. So explain about the book and the format about the book, what our family's gonna find in the book.
Well, first of all, so the catechism itself says that the purification of our hearts has to do with maternal and paternal images. So even when we have really great parents, no parent can give a single child everything the child needs. Mm-hmm. So there will be deficits even when the best parent does the very best job. We're still human. So those create wounds in us, whether we mean to or not. You know, I'm a parent now, so.
Right.
So the heart part, the book is separated into the parts of the command. So heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then I do sort of a synopsis at the end, some tools that can kind of help people further. But at the end of each chapter as well, there is what I call a benediction. There's a review first, which is, it reviews the principles of the chapter. And then a God prompt, which gives you a chance to practice. Typically, it's with a personal example. And then a benediction or a prayer at the end, which uses the love the word Lectio Divina method. But the heart is about our emotions and our memories, because we carry a lot of painful emotions mm-hmm. through, you know, especially at least the first 20 years sometimes. The soul part has to do with forgiveness and which is obvious. You know, Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So we know that as good Catholics, mm-hmm. but also judgments, which is a very neglected area of self-knowledge I have found. And in fact, studying on that and meditating on it with the Lord and having Him illuminate my own judgments. I mean, I just thought, wow, what a beautiful way of bringing us to knowledge of ourselves, but also to love of our neighbor, because judgments typically are projections. So that's the soul part. And then the mind part is about lies. We come to believe things about ourselves because of our suffering. Mine was, you're just bad. There's something inherently wrong with you. That was the big lie that I believed, but lots of little ones too along the way. God doesn't love me, he's abandoned me. All those are lies. And if we don't know the truth of God's word, we can't take up the actual battle, which is in the mind. Emotion begins with thoughts first, biologically. Thoughts first, then emotion, then behavior, and then over time, maladaptive behaviors caused by wounded emotions, caused by distorted thinking, causes illness and sickness. And so the last part then is the strength, the body part. And John Paul II made a very interesting connection to organs in the scriptures and how they are tied to specific illnesses, but also specific moral issues. And so I kind of did a springboard off of that, because our scientific research and medicine and all that is starting to back a lot of that up. Mm-hmm. So that's the structure of the book and pretty much the content.
That's very well said. And it's very hopeful, because you've just hit on several areas, you know, with love with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. You just touched on each of those, because that's what we want to do, but we can't quite do that. What's going on? What are the indicators that something's wrong? And that's not all bad. So you get the indication so that you know what you're dealing with. You can get your hands around what's happening. Why is that great commandment and love the central tenet, the foundation to what you're doing? And what kind of love are we speaking about?
Well, that's a great question, because most of us don't really know what love is. You know, we may have received what we thought was love, depending on, you know, our families of origin. But that's what we're here to learn. Mm-hmm. That's really what we're here to learn. But what we discovered early in the 1920s, something like that, something called marasmus babies taught us that love is what heals. Love is what allows the chemicals in the body to grow and develop. And if a baby, an infant at the time, that was an accidental discovery, that had a bunch of orphans in an orphanage that had all of the material things they needed, but not enough nurses, so they didn't get touched or kissed or cuddled or loved. Mm-hmm. And so most of them died. They died. And those that didn't die, that were left, they shriveled up, they withered in what was later called marasmus. Mm-hmm. And so that alerted, especially, you know, the medical community, psychology, to the fact that love, we need love in order to grow and develop, which is, oddly enough, part of why we self-medicate and we get upset with ourselves, because we just can't quit. But we have to grow out of it, and we can't grow out of those kinds of things without love. Mm. So love is primary. It is what heals, and that is why God commands it. Wow. It was amazing. I mean, it really is amazing that He would command the one thing that would do the most good for us. Mm-hmm. And drawing us into that, the deepest possible relationship with Him, is what heals us. Mm-hmm. And then we, in turn, can spread that right around to the people around us.
Right. And the beauty of, then we get to know Him deeper, right? Because He reveals that to us. In infants, you know, we teach this. We run a pregnancy medical center, and we teach this with our moms in our parenting classes, how the baby's brain develops from eye contact, just
yes,
eye contact within the first 3 months. And so as you're holding your baby, and I teach classes on this, and the moms are on their phone, and they're doing their phone as they're feeding their baby, and there's no connection. So there's no bonding, and you don't get that time back.
That's
you know,
true.
So it is that I'm holding you, I'm loving you, I'm talking to you, and that child is fixed on mom. Most important thing is the mom needs to be fixed on the child. And so you have to teach, you have to train, you have to say, this is how we do what we do as moms, to pass that on. Tell us about a toxic father, the damage one can do, or a mom, You know, you said you had anger and you didn't know where all that anger was coming from. What damage does that do to an innocent child?
Well, it depends really on the parent, I suppose, but it for me personally, I had no idea what was wrong with me. I just knew I was super angry in certain situations, and it, because God is so good, He called me out on my rage problem. As soon as I really began daily prayer, that one-on-one time, pursuing Him and trying to get to know Him through Scripture especially, because, you know, I was Baptist, so we didn't have sacraments. But as soon as I did that, that was the first thing He confronted me with was, and He used Proverbs 26:11, as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. And I had no idea that what was underneath all that anger was pain. But boy, you know, the more that relationship with God developed, the more I tentatively started to trust Him, the more He showed Himself a true Heavenly Father, a protector, a provider, my safe place, you know, that's when you really start to understand how screwed up you were. Or I did, you know, I was like, man. And, you know, most of us do the best we can.
Right.
And we do, here's what we do. We do what we know. So I don't fault my father at all. Now, I did, of course, you know, you go through that grieving process, but we all inflict damage on one another, whether it's parents or not, even friends, church members.
In-laws.
We do, because, yes, in-laws, outlaws. Yes, we do, and because we're human.
Right.
So loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength in the ways that He has laid out there through Scripture, pulling that all together in that one commandment, if we pursue Him in what I now call pop quizzes, but those relationship issues, if in heart, soul, mind, and strength, if we pursue Him in there, He illumines those places, not only that we're hurt, but that we're thinking in error, that our memories, there are connections to memories from the past, there are judgments we've made, there's some forgiveness that needs to take place. And then, of course, there are physical symptoms that happen with a stress response, a fight or flight. You get into certain situations and you just, you know. So
you fight, flight, or freeze.
Yes, you do. Right? Everybody does. And He addresses all of that in Scripture. It really is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned pop quizzes, and that's a good word picture. And I think in your teaching, you know, you really take that which we are so upset about, we don't want to see it, we don't see it as an opportunity, so we stuff it back down. I don't want that. But you're saying, no, I'm trying to do something with this. So it becomes a good thing. How can this become a good thing? I'm raging, I'm whatever. Like, you're seeing it, you see it, I see it. Do you want to lance this? You want to get this healed? You need power from above? So you take all these really negative things that we hate about ourselves, because to hate ourselves, and you're saying, no, it's God. You got to see this. You got to see that. And don't be afraid. Now bring this to the Lord and say, let Him say what's going on here. And then let Him gaze into your face and say, I don't love you because you've done everything perfectly. You know, I love you because you're my daughter.
And He loves us not despite our weaknesses and our faults, but because of them. That's what's so crazy. And it was John of the Cross, who's my patron saint, he's the one who actually pointed out that our suffering is not arbitrary. As we become adults, God allows certain repetitions in our relationships that provoke us into certain responses every single time. And that was one of the things that He showed me pretty quickly was, this is a pattern for you, and it took some time, but he pointed out what the pattern was, and I was like, oh my gosh, and that's when I realized, okay, it's got some deeper roots.
Yes.
And I can heal you and deliver you from it. We need to take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break at this point. There's plenty more to come. Go to SonjaCorbett.com, and it's SonjaCorbett.com. Right back, plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are having a wonderful conversation with Sonia Corbett. Now, Sonia, you were talking about pop quizzes. Explain.
All right. So we Catholics have been taught that when we suffer, we should just offer it up. The problem with that, which it's good, that's a good thing, but where there's more that we should do. We should cooperate with the Holy Spirit in our suffering because He's allowing it repetitively in our lives in order to get our attention so that we will cooperate with Him and search out what is in my heart, what is in my soul, what is in my mind, what is in my body. So pop quizzes then, it's just a term I coined because I noticed that they just pop in from left field somewhere, you know, and you're cruising along fine, and then boom, you have this terrible, what the Bible calls vomit, you know, provoked by someone that you're in a relationship with, and they, for me, caused just a total angry meltdown. And so I called them pop quizzes because that's how they felt, you know, surprise. And so as I started working with God in that woundedness, you know, which I didn't realize at the time, I just thought I was, you know, I just needed to control my anger. We're Italian, so we're passionate, you know. But I started to get a little bit of control over my outward behavior, and then He got a little bit deeper. But that's what pop quizzes are for. So they happen over and over and over again because we're meant to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in our suffering, not just offer it up. So pop quizzes, we all have them.
With a great hope of being delivered
from
ourselves. Yes,
completely.
So then there's that beautiful exchange of more of Jesus and less of you. More of Jesus. I mean, and yes, that will be us until we are done.
Until we're done.
Then we want to hear, well done, thou well and
faithful
servant.
Well, here's the other thing. If we don't do it now, we will do this in purgatory.
Right. Okay. Learn the lesson now.
Sonia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful book. Thank God we have you for tomorrow, because I think we're just kind of opening this up, and it's so very, very helpful. So join us again tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation with Sonia Corbett on Love Heals, EW10RC.com. Get the book. And pop quizzes, they continue. They show up again and again. And the quiz seems to be the same thing again and again. And why is that, Lord? How do I pass this quiz? You're doing me a favor here, that I might love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, that you might set me free and heal me. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EW10. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.